Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Hope all of you are having a fantastic start to maybe a little bit of an early weekend. A lot of people off Monday for Columbus Day, or as they like to call it in New York City, Indigenous Peoples Day. Lots to get into today as we break down the world and make it make sense to everyone out there. Joe Biden has hit a new low in his overall approval rating in a Quinnipiac poll. And we're going to get into some of the data here. It is wildly alarming. The most popular president, according to the election tally of 81 million votes, is now down to only 38% approval. A remarkable collapse as everything that Joe Biden has touched has fallen apart. The Department of Justice is investigating parents as potential domestic terrorists. This is absolute insanity. There is talk of a COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-old kids. My kids will not be getting the COVID vaccine. I have a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old. There's no way that I'm going to allow that to happen. There is some great data from Florida on schools that allowed and required face masks and those that did not, and what the overall COVID infection rate in those locations might be. Bill Maher has gone anti-woke. At least he's arguing that he is anti-woke. Dave Chappelle has a brand new Netflix special that is triggering the woke community for not being respectful enough of transgender people. In fact, they are demanding that Netflix pull off their service his comedy special. We will discuss that. But we begin with more COVID authoritarianism. We finished yesterday's show talking about the city of Los Angeles joining New York City and mandating COVID vaccine passports. If you're going to a bar, if you're going to a restaurant, if you're going to your gym, if you're going to a sporting event, basically wherever you might be going, they are going to require that you show a COVID vaccine passport in order to enter those establishments. That's not enough, by the way. It never is enough as the continued creep of authoritarianism extends across the country, even as we are now 19 months into the COVID insanity. And now former CDC Planned Parenthood director, I think, Lena Wynne, she is basically leading the charge on CNN in a regular basis. I want you to listen to what she said about needing vaccine passports for travel. And according to her, according to Dr. Wynne, if you're not willing to get vaccinated, well, guess what? You don't get to see your family. Let's play cut three.
Should the U.S. be more like Canada?
Yes, we should. We really need every tool at our disposal at this point. We've already tried incentives. We tried outreach and education. We should continue doing that. But at this point, vaccine requirements are the way to go. Vaccine requirements in workplaces, as we've seen, have been very effective. And I also think that for domestic travel, for interstate travel, for planes, trains, interstate buses, things that are within the jurisdiction of President Biden and the federal government, I really do think that it's time to put those requirements too. Especially with holidays coming, it will be a powerful incentive for people to say, look, you can stay unvaccinated if you want, but you're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
This has been the game all along, Clay. They have been pretending that it was supposed to be, we're going to make the case to you, but we're going to leave it up to you. And in reality, and I believe this has always really been the plan. I think anybody who understands who we're dealing with here, whether it's Lena Wynne, the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, certainly Dr. Fauci, these individuals have all had in the back of their minds, we're going to ask you, we're going to encourage, and then we're going to make you. That's been the game all along. And when you look at the incrementalism here, it never goes in the other direction, really, when they think there is the political momentum on their side to push even more. Right. Yes. They never stop and say, OK, Democrats, the left want further restrictions, but the data doesn't really support that. So we're going to take it back in the other direction. And I mean, the most perfect example of this would be, remember how there was that the whole furor out of Florida? Because they were like, oh, my gosh, Ron DeSantis experiment in child sacrifice because they're allowing not, they weren't even banning masks in schools, they were allowing the opt-out for children based on parental decision-making in schools to
which
wear a mask.
Which everybody lost that distinction, too.
And that, yeah, that they completely, they pretended like you weren't allowed to have your kid wearing a mask in school, which was not the policy. And now we have actual data to show, and they were worried about this. We talked about it. They didn't yes. want there to be a control group. They didn't want to have schools with mask mandates and schools without them. We have the data. And who is going to be surprised to find out that masks didn't make a damn bit of difference for kids in schools in any meaningful way? I mean, they can't even really measure the distinction.
And I'll give some of that data. This is from the state of Florida. New COVID cases for kids age 5 to 17 have decreased 79% in the month of September. Now, this is a big deal, obviously, because everybody in Florida is in school by the month of September, right? All the kids. So COVID cases overall among 5 to 17-year-olds. Remember, the teachers' unions and the Biden administration, they've all been selling this fiction that when kids go back to school, everyone is in danger, that teachers are on the front line. Remember all those stories that CNN and MSNBC ran about teachers doing their wills as they got ready to go back into school and teach and all that absurdity. In the 54 Florida counties where school districts have no masking policy or are following state law by honoring the parental opt-out rule, the COVID cases declined 79%. In the 13 school districts that imposed forced masking, the cases declined 77% on average. So virtually no difference statistically. In fact, the places where kids were not wearing masks, the number of cases actually declined more, but 79 versus 77. And then you go to, okay, well, let's look at the overall positivity rate here. There's no difference at all either in the overall positivity rate for the districts there overall. So not just for kids, but overall for adults as well. So the idea, again, down 65% where no masks were required, down 67% where masks were required, there's no difference. Masks do not work. They do not have any impact. It is cosmetic theater. And to your point, Buck, this is why Ron DeSantis and Florida is so threatening to the Fauciites, because they want there to be an action taken that they can say, see, this is why we beat COVID. But when you acknowledge that nothing we do changes anything, and by the way, Florida is rapidly approaching the lowest rate of COVID infection anywhere in the country now, as the Delta variant has burned out down there. I think only 5 states have a lower COVID rate than Florida right now, yet it's not being talked about hardly anywhere other than a few places like this. And Buck, this is what they were afraid of, because it totally blows up distancing, mask mandates, the idea that you can't live a normal life.
What do they know that, for example, the United Kingdom does not know, where they do not require masks in schools? You have to wonder, at what point does it become clear that these are, at a minimum, judgment calls that are being made? We have been lied to for a long time now by people who claim to be scientists, but they're really politicians who once studied science in an academic setting. People like, you know, Fauci's like, oh, I'm a physician. Right. Sure.
Yes.
Fauci hasn't seen. I mean, give me a break. This is not a guy who's on the front lines of dealing with day to day medical realities of patients. And they've been saying this stuff like there's no alternative point of view.
Yes.
But in reality, there obviously is an alternative point of view based upon the data and what has been happening here. And when you see what's going on in Florida, you know what the answer they're giving now as to why the Florida cases have dropped down so substantially is, oh, well, Florida had such a bad surge over the summer that it's like, well, everybody, I guarantee you, they're not going to be saying everybody got sick who was going to get sick if the virus starts to spread again in the wintertime. And they're certainly not focusing in as much on states like Massachusetts, Vermont, that are in the midst of a big COVID case surge right now. They're certainly not taking any time to step back and say, hold on a second, how can we have so many people vaccinated and so many people with natural immunity at this point? And some states are still setting records. They don't have answers to these things other than, I mean, when Dr. Lena Wynn, to go back to that, and she was the head of Planned Parenthood, the president of Planned Parenthood, which is shocking and tells you all you need to know about her moral character. But when she says something like, we need to keep people away from their families over the holidays if they're unvaccinated, you have to wonder, what would she not be willing to go along with or to mandate for people? I mean, if the CNN anchor brought her on and said, you know, I think we should gather up all the unvaccinated and just like make them all go to one place in the middle of the woods until they're willing to get a shot for public safety. Would she say no to that? I'm not sure she would.
It's a great question that you're pointing out, which is these zealots on the far end of lockdowns and restrictions and masking and all these things. What is something that could be suggested that they would say, you know what, that's too much? I don't remember a person like Dr. Nguyen ever saying, no, this is too much. By the way, Buck, most recent data from Florida, okay? Florida has the down 55%, the number of people who have COVID, right? Only Louisiana, Hawaii, California, and Connecticut have a lower current rate of COVID in the entire country than Florida. I'm looking at the most recent New York Times by state data, and there's almost an indistinguishable difference. The cases per 100,000. Florida has 19, Louisiana has 18, Hawaii 17, California 17. So Florida is about to be the least COVID-infected state in the entire country. How many people listening right now have seen that story told in the media?
And why is it that whenever there is any discussion of Florida, I mean, I just saw something, it's always an attack at CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times, somehow on Ron DeSantis, even if they have to entirely fabricate it. Because it just goes to show you, instead of looking at Florida as an experiment that even the Fauciites and the Democrats could learn from, right? They should be looking at this saying, how does this go? How is this actually playing out? And maybe we should adjust based upon the reality of someone taking a different approach. You often bring up federalism. This is a version of looking at federalism as an opportunity.
It's what
for
the state
a better,
laboratories are for, supposed to be.
For a better way forward with COVID. And instead, what they do is they look at Florida, they ignore anything that does not fit their narrative, and even go beyond that to fabricate attacked narratives about Ron DeSantis personally because he's a political threat to them, because their ultimate goal here is more than anything else to retain power, right? They figure that they'll do a better job with COVID no matter what, as long as they're in power, the data be damned. And that is, I think, their approach and continues to be their approach. But we got more on this, including from the vaccination that we're going to see kids forced to get soon in a lot of places. We'll talk about this. I mean, the former FDA commissioner weighing in on it. But, you know, we love our My Pillows, that's for sure. I've got two on my bed right now. I've got the Giza Dream Sheets, towel sets, slippers, robes, mattress toppers. They've got incredible products at My Pillow. And Mike Lindell wants to help you get a great night's sleep. My whole bed is outfitted by My Pillow stuff. Clay, his family, they've got the same kind of products. They love them too. And by the way, the Giza Dream Sheets, Clay, these are the best sheets I've ever owned. I got three pairs of them now.
They're fantastic. I'm going on the road tomorrow for a little bit of time. And one of the worst things about staying in a hotel, as many of you know, you don't have your comfortable bed. You don't have the same sheets. I've got the Giza Dream Sheets at home. The hotel sheets, nowhere near as good. Right now, for a limited time, you can buy one, get one free with the Giza Dream Sheets with the promo code Clay and Buck. All My Pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, meaning you're not risking anything at all. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials to get the Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one free with the code Clay and Buck, or call 800-792-3269. Get hooked up like my family is hooked up with MyPillow products. Go today to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials to get your own Giza Dream Sheets for buy one, get one free.
Everything we told you about this is true. We knew it before it happened. We knew what was going to happen before because we know who these people are.
From the DNA of America's Anchorman, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush on the EIB Network.
What policy would be too crazy for the lockdowners? Where will Fauciites draw the line? I think those are important questions to ask these days. Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. We're just talking about Dr. Lena Nguyen, formerly of chief of Planned Parenthood, and now a frequent guest on CNN, one of the blue check brigade that goes on TV to tell you that you have no individual rights, really, that it's all subject to the whims of the collective as vocalized and implemented by Democrat activists in the federal government, places like the CDC. And we see people wearing masks outside still as a show of political allegiance. We're told to mask up between bites on airplanes. There's a lot of stupidity out there. It's very obvious. You see it. You know it. You're aware of it. And yet they act like you're the crazy one. Well, I asked you, what would be a little too extreme? There are schools. I know people who are in grad school right now, law school, business school, and they say that the campuses are requiring not only vaccination, but weekly testing. Well, what about the rest of us? We're a country with over 60% now vaccination for adults. We'll talk. Clay's going to lead us into a discussion in a moment here about how they're coming for your kids with the shots. Get ready for it. Not everywhere, but a lot of places. Or they're going to say you can't be in school. That's happening. We told you that was going to happen weeks ago. But now we also have the test and trace mentality coming back, right? Oh, we can find who has all the cases. Here is CNN's favorite blue check doc on TV telling everybody that every American should get tested. How frequently? Well, here you go.
If we have frequent testing that's widespread, combined also with vaccination and with early treatment, that is how we can get COVID under control and turn it from the potential of a deadly disease into something that actually is manageable. But we really need scaled up testing. So I commend the Biden administration for this step. But what I really want to see them do is to say, we're going to put as much effort into testing as we did around vaccines so that every American is going to be able to get tested at least twice a week, and those tests will be free.
Twice a week, Clay. You and I, who have already had COVID, we're going to get tested twice a week?
And the tests are going to be free? No, they're not. Taxpayers are going to pay for them. I can't stop. I'm so tired of people telling us that anything the government provides is free. It's never free. We're all paying for it. You just don't recognize. I want to get into this, too. This inflation craziness, Buck. I mean, Lena Wen is obviously an imbecile, but it's reflective of a fundamental misunderstanding of how economics work. There's a story out there, Buck, that inflation, which is so bad right now, 5%, it's adding $175 a month in cost to the average American household. So Biden keeps talking about how he's not going to have any taxes that he puts on people. That's nearly $2,000, roughly, that every American family is getting taken out of their pocket just based on his broken economic policies. And when you're telling everybody out there, oh, first of all, the testing is unnecessary twice a week for everybody for a virus that has a 99.8% survival rate. I mean, it's crazy, but it's even wilder, Buck, to think about that you keep saying like, oh, the vaccine is free. The testing is free. No, we're paying for it and our grandkids are going to be paying for it thanks to the trillions of dollars in extra costs that we've taken on. In the meantime, imagine being a guy or a woman working for Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T that has to explain to their boss why Pure Talk Cellular is gaining hundreds of thousands of new customers. These are people like you listening to us who have said goodbye to their overpriced cell phone plans and switched to Pure Talk. Pure Talk, exact same 5G network using the exact same towers as one of those big carriers, but for a lot less money. My family is on Pure Talk. You can be as well. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data on Pure Talk's 5G network for just $30 a month. That can save you $800 a year, which right now, given how much cost is going up, inflation, and all the other craziness in the economy, why not save money as much as you can? You get to keep the same number, same phone, new SIM card. It's easy. All you have to do is sign up today. How do you do it? Take your phones right now, 30-day risk-free guarantee. Dial #250, say Pure Talk, you get 50% off your first month. #250, say Pure Talk, join the Travis family and save a bunch of money today.
Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Encourage you to go subscribe to our podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single minute of the show. We love all of our 450-plus affiliates in all 50 states. Love them. We've been bouncing around. I've been bouncing around, staying in a lot of these different affiliate offices. I'll be in Atlanta in their studios next week. Great to meet everybody out there who is listening. But we also want you to download the podcast. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton's name. You can find us on social media everywhere. But go download the podcast. Give us 5 stars. Best month ever, Buck, in September. We want to make October the new best month ever. Get a little bit better, a little bit bigger every single month. That's the goal. And we appreciate all of you who are helping us do that.
I need to come to New York, by the way, because I'm working out a whole Clay Travis plan here where, you know, you come hang out here. And we'll find you, you know, either places with the outdoor dining and like they have a little stove or something set up, you know, a little heater, or, you know, I got extra sweaters. You know, you can hang out here. You can
It's funny. I was texting with some people in L.A., friends that I'm going to meet up with because I get out to L.A. on Sunday from the Texas A&M Alabama game. I'm flying from Texas out to L.A. And I was like, hey, there's no vaccine mandate there, right? I'm going to be able to go to any restaurant I want to. I'm going to be able to go to any bar, have a beer, meet up with you guys. They're like, oh, yeah, no issues. And there hasn't really been talk about the vaccine mandate lately. The next day, the vaccine mandate came out. And I was scrolling through as soon as I hit my saw that story, that news alert come through. I was like, oh, man, when does it go into effect? Because the mask mandate, if you remember, Buck, when we were doing the show the last time I was in L.A., the mask mandate went into effect literally. I landed in Las Vegas, and it went into effect 3 hours later. It went into effect the day that I landed in L.A., too.
I start to feel like, Clay, you know that old that show, Person of Interest, where they have this super surveillance? It's like Fauci sitting in a room at the CDC, and he's like, there's Travis. He's going to the West Coast. Lock it down. Lock it down. You know, like just to sort of keep you on your toes. Because they know, by the way, our names pop up as people who have been really the anti-Fauciites from the very beginning. There's not that many of us.
No.
There's you, there's me, our buddy Jesse Kelly, who I know you're going to be seeing at the Texas A&M game. I mean, I'm sure I'm leaving a bunch of folks out, but there were a lot of people, a lot of conservatives who in the early days were like, oh, I trust Dr. Fauci. And I was no, I do not.
So. No, and it's only got, and by the way, Washington Post, Hugh Hewitt, not only questioned Fauci about whether he should step down on his show. Did you see he wrote an op-ed that the Washington Post actually ran? I think it was in
yesterday's
paper. He's a
columnist there, I think.
Or today.
He's a columnist, so he has a regular thing there.
Well, he said it's time for Fauci to step down, and they actually ran it in the Washington
Post. I know, but
Post.
I wish, if I can, and with all due respect to Hugh, whom I don't, I actually, he's one of the rare people in our business who I don't personally know, but he, I it was good that he drilled down on that question, and it's good that he got found. Now, Fauci and him are friends, so that's also because he won't come on this show. We would be I give my word on air. We would ask questions. I would not be grumpy. I would not overtalk him. I would ask questions and allow him to answer. And I know you would do the same. And, he wouldn't come on, but I just wish that Hugh had pushed him a little bit on some of the specifics of the absurd policies now, and get him to, you know, to drill, because it's so rare to have a conservative have an opportunity. Because here's the problem, and Fauci actually said this in the interview. Okay, I go. You're going to have Rochelle Walensky and Vivek Murthy, and, you know, I guess Lena Wynn. She's not in government, but those are the voices that are just going to. Fauciism is a belief system. It's not just about Fauci.
The one thing I take credit in is take credit or take some form of happiness in, I guess, is that he had to step back from the Christmas commentary. And I wonder, we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about the Biden 38% approval rate. And Buck, I'm going to hit you because I don't think you've seen drilled down and looked at some of these questions. Like the 38% approval is what's getting all the attention, but they break it down by ethnic group, by age, and a bunch of different questions. And some of these data points have to be terrifying to the Biden
White
House.
I hate whenever we on the right start to get a little complacent, like, ha ha, like, look at how bad the other side is doing and everything else, because I think we're approaching, Clay, for Biden, it can't get much worse in terms of, because there are people who it doesn't matter. I mean, there are people for whom, you know, China could invade and take over the, like, 3 states on the West Coast tomorrow. And they'd be like, hey, Biden's a peaceful guy. He didn't, you know what I mean? They just, it doesn't matter. Like, they would be with him no matter what. But I worry. Remember Trump in 2019 before the pandemic hit? Undefeatable, right? I mean, you know, impossible to be beaten. And then you had the pandemic hit. I worry that with Biden, and we should get into this data for everybody, but it's so bad now.
Yeah.
People think in terms of momentum. And so all, you know, Can it really, I guess my thinking is, can it really continue to be so bad for the Biden administration going into the election year when the midterms obviously will have a huge impact on the last 2 years of Biden's term? I worry that there's nowhere to go but up is basically what I'm saying.
I mean, that he's hit rock bottom.
Yes.
It's the equivalent of coming out and being down 28-0 at the end of the first quarter.
And it just comes from, I don't want us to be complacent about it. Like, oh, Biden, the midterms. There are so many lies they will tell folks. They have such a machinery, an apparatus of dishonesty at their disposal. And, you know, it's early. So I don't know. I just want us to keep the pressure on, Clay. That's all. Keep the pressure on.
No doubt. And by the way, the pressure is going to be ratcheted up, it seems like, in a big way on a lot of parents out there. I got a call over the weekend, Buck, from a buddy of mine who has several kids in California. And he said the COVID vaccine mandate that Governor Newsom had announced was the tipping point for he and his family. They just said, hey, we don't trust things in California anymore. He was calling me because they're trying to decide whether they're going to move to Nashville. And he was asking me about neighborhoods, schooling, all these different things that, frankly, I've taken a lot of these calls. And I guarantee you, if people live in Florida or Texas, they've taken a lot of calls and they have friends and family on the coast. I mean, this is a call that's become very common.
I can also say this. I'm somebody who's I'm a red state guy living in a blue state and born and raised in a blue state. But I have a brother that's already moved to Florida, another brother that's trying to be more permanent in Florida, and my family talks about moving down there too, my parents and everybody. I have yet to speak to a person who is right of center in their beliefs, who has left New York or California. Those are the two states that really, you know, people have just had enough for a red state and regretted it. Not a single person that I've talked to. Not one. Which is pretty remarkable. I will say that. I figure there's some people like, oh, you know, the lattes aren't frothy enough here or something. Or, you know, I miss
Italian food's not as good.
I miss the takeout options from the East Village or something. But everyone I know has moved to, and the states are Tennessee, Texas, Florida. I know a couple of people that are now in Georgia, actually, which is not red, but, you know, it's redder, certainly, than New Yorker. And
well, we need more red people moving to
Georgia. We need more red people to move to Georgia, actually. Yeah. It would be a great thing. So that's one thing for me is I just feel like everyone that I've talked to so far who has made that decision has felt good about it. And the red state people are very welcoming of the blue state refugees who know how to vote.
Yes, so that's the key. We don't want you moving here and trying to change our lifestyle.
Don't California my Texas. Don't New York my Tennessee. You know, this is the reality.
What we don't want is you to become like Locust, where you've destroyed the state that you used to live in, and now you spread to ours. Let's listen to this, by the way, Buck. This is Dr. Gottlieb this morning talking about kids vaccinated potentially 5 to 11 years old. And then we'll talk about it some. I bet this conversation will even spill over because I bet some of you out there will want to react to it. Here is what was said, or should we save it? Let's save it, Buck. We'll save it and play
Let's come back to it, and then we'll
let people react to it at the top of the second hour of the show.
They're going to force your kids who are 6 years old to get shots in blue states for a virus that they have an actual one in a million chance of dying from.
That's right.
That is the policy of the Fauciites. Just get ready for it. Look, imagine the responsibility that comes with taking some of your family's most precious possessions and performing a little magic with them. The possessions in this case are your family's memories on video, tape, film, and old pictures. These are old media formats impossible to see anymore because you don't have the equipment. The magic in this case is digitally transferring them so you can see and share them again. Legacy Box has all that gear, and they digitally transfer them onto DVDs or computer thumb drives. LegacyBox.com is their website. They've been digitally transferring family memories for years now and have helped 1.2 million families do this up to date. Legacy Box makes this really easy for you. They ship you a box large enough for you to put the videotapes, pictures, and movie reels in. You ship it back using overnight delivery to keep track of those valuable items. And in a couple of weeks' time, you get shiny new DVDs back ready to watch. The whole process starts online at LegacyBox.com/Buck. Use that website to get 40% off the plan you choose. LegacyBox.com/Buck is that web address. It's as simple as this. You and your family are going to love rediscovering what is on those videotapes. LegacyBox.com/Buck. You'll get 40% off.
Still making the complex understandable. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton break it down on the EIB Network.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. The lines are open. This is Buck in NYC, by the way. Clay out in Nashville. He's going to be bouncing around the country, so some of you probably get a chance to see the man yourself, depending on where he's going. But next one is Atlanta, right, Clay?
I'm going to be, so the next 8 days, I'll be in Houston. I'll be in College Station, L.A., and then Atlanta, and then Athens.
There we go. Bouncing around. 800-282. By the way, have fun with Jesse. Take some. Be prepared when he takes selfies. You might get cut out of it because you're taking a selfie with a Jolly Green Giant. So
I've not ever met Jesse. So I'm.
You've never met Jesse Kelly? Oh,
no.
I've known Jesse for years. He's a great dude. And is it a fantastic time slot for Premier Radio Networks? The 6 to 9.
Yes.
6 to 9 time slot.
I understand he took over a highly successful already show.
That audience was growing very rapidly in recent years and led to good things. And they're in good hands with Mr. Jesse Kelly. 800-282-2882 on the phone lines. We had said we would get to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who was on Face the Nation, about putting needles in kids' arms here. I mean, this is what we're really talking. Let's just be all very blunt and honest about the situation. Children, as we've discussed so many times, as Clay has said, at risk of greater risk of drowning, greater risk of being killed in a car accident on
seasonal
the way to
flu,
school,
being murdered.
I mean, there's all these things, and you don't sit around terrified about the prospect of your child, falling down the stairs, which is probably also more dangerous. The point here being, they don't care. They don't care. They want to go forward with all of this stuff. And here is Dr. Gottlieb talking about how, oh, yeah, don't worry. The vaccine for kids, that's coming, too.
The CEO of Pfizer, the company you served on the board of, affirmed today that data on vaccinations for 5 to 11-year-olds will be going to the FDA within a matter of days. Is that confirming your schedule of vaccines by Halloween?
Yeah, I think that's still possible. FDA has said that the review is going to be a matter of weeks, not months. I interpret that to mean potentially a 4-week review, maybe a 6-week review. So I think on the low end, it could take 4 weeks, and that could give you a vaccine by Halloween. If it slips a little, it could be mid-November.
And I just want to put, there's so much here, Clay, and you have kids. And we want to invite people, by the way, who have children. Clay and I were talking about this in the commercial. To please call in. What are you going to do if your school district, because they're doing it in California, they're mandating it in California. We got our KEIB listeners. We got our listeners in Sacramento and in San Diego. So what are you going to do? We want to know. But just let's just start with this, Clay. A 4-week review period. We're supposed to feel really good about that. How many months ago was it that we were told this vaccine was going to be durable, you'd be done, and you'd be 90 to 95% protected when you got the shot?
And you would never need a booster, potentially.
But 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah.
That was the extent of vaccine knowledge a few months ago. Now they're saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to review how it affects your 6-year-old for at least a few weeks, man, and we got it. I'm sorry, I think people are allowed to think, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, and also, when are we going to start to raise issues here? Scott Gottlieb sits on the board of Pfizer. If I, and again, this is big. I want people to listen carefully to this. Conflicts matter. We know that bias, in particular in medicine, has been proven even for doctors to be influential when it comes to which medicines they request based on all of the drug reps. If you remember the drug rep business, they had mostly male doctors. They would send in 25-year-old smoking hot girls to tell them why. I mean, this was the business.
I remember going on a few dates with a few.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. I bet you dated some of those good-looking drug reps in New York. It's a great job to get if you're a 25, 26-year-old recent college graduate. You would go talk to all of the different doctors. The drug rep would say, hey, you need to be prescribing X drug instead of Y drug. And let me give you the case for why that is. And they found that those were, it wasn't coincidence that they were making the choice to do that. They knew that it was an effective way to move their product, to sell it through doctors and increase the amount that they were prescribing it. The reason why I bring that up is, Buck, Scott Gottlieb, who was being interviewed there, sits on the board of Pfizer. Do you think that Pfizer might have a really compelling reason to want as many people as vaccinated as possible? Buck, I saw that we have created new billionaires. I saw the study coming out of the most wealthy people in the past few
Moderna,
years.
The two Moderna founders are on the top, like the rich, among the richest 100 or 200 people in the world now.
That's right. And their drug is being required out there. I would just say this in general. Be skeptical of multi-billion dollar corporations that have minted billionaires who have a monopoly or a license to require their product to be used
and
by
no
you.
Liability.
And
they have no liability. The government has said, you must get this shot. You have no choice. And if it messes you up, it did just, this is a fact. I know everyone wants to jump on this. The J&J shot just caused a woman to die who was otherwise young and healthy in Washington State. That is a fact that is now agreed upon even by the Washington Health Bureau, whatever it's called. And now we have a moment here, Claire. We have to look at all this and say, hold on a second. They're going to mandate this vaccine in schools for obviously what, Clay? They know that there's not going to be enough voluntary compliance to get a large, not to get all the kids vaccinated.
And by the way, if you're a parent and you want your kid to be vaccinated, I don't think it makes sense based on the risk profile for COVID, but you have the right to make that choice.
Yeah, of course. Just like you have the right to over-medicate your kids for ADHD or to do all kinds of things. There's a lot of choices the parents get to make, right or wrong. They're parents. They're allowed to make them. And, you know, I sit here and I see the trajectory. You see where this is going. And, you know, California is mandated at the state level. Does anyone think that, you know, Hochul, the new governor of New York State, for example, is going to allow California to have the mantle of the most protected of children from COVID? Of course not. It's like an arms race of Fauciism all the time for these Democrats. Who can be on the forefront of being the most extreme in what they're willing to do? They're going to say your kid has to get the shot. By the way, think about what's going to happen, Clay, when people start to feel like their kids are having, you know, if their kids have pretty nasty side effects to this.
Your kids aren't at risk from COVID. I'm going to hit that data again in the second part of the second hour, but 1-800-282-2882. Parents only calls here. What are you going to do if your kids have the vaccine mandated, as is likely to happen in states other than California? It's a big battle that's coming, Buck. It really is.
We'll come into that coming up here. Plus, we've got Gordon Chang, friend of mine, a fantastic analyst on all things political and national security in East Asia. He's going to talk to us about China and Taiwan and the saber rattling there, plus the big supply chain snarls that could mean that you don't have the toys you want to buy for your kids' Christmas. That's coming up.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.